It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
This is the Fox News Rundown Extra. And Lisa Brady. The deaths of more than 50 migrants found in a sweltering, abandoned tractor trailer on the outskirts of San Antonio have reignited the immigration debate yet again. Texas Governor Greg Abbott blames the president, calling his border policies deadly, as Governor Abbott takes more security steps at the state level, including additional truck inspections. President Biden condemned the deaths as horrifying and heartbreaking, pledging to stop smugglers. But the White House still says the border is closed, defending his immigration policies. We spoke with Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar, a Democrat serving his 9th term in a district that stretches from San Antonio to the Mexican border. He's also vice chair of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Homeland Security. At the time, many details about the suspected human smuggling incident and the suspects in custody were still coming to light. It was also before the Supreme Court made its ruling on the Remain in Mexico immigration policy. We made some edits for time and thought you might like to hear the whole thing. So thanks for listening. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to the weekday Fox News Rundown podcast. Now here's Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar on the Fox News Rundown Extra. I will jump right in with questions.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you first about the past criticism from Democrats about the former president's immigration policies. They were often called inhumane. There's one UN division, the International Organization for Migration, that says more migrants died crossing the border last year than in any other year since the UN started tracking that data in 2014. So what is the big picture right now at the southern border under the Biden administration?
Well, look, when you have record numbers of individuals coming across, number one, and then number two, you have 60% of the Border Patrol that are inside the border processing centers taking care of migrants, then another 10% doing outreach and administrative work. That means that only 30% of the Border Patrol, for example, at the Laredo sector and the Valley sector, are actually doing a checkpoint manning or actually at the border. So you have only 30% of the Border Patrol out there. And therefore, if you have less people out there at the less Border Patrol doing their work, that means that there are more people going to come across, less Border Patrol that can go and save individuals from dying from, you know, exhaustion or heat or whatever the case might be. And therefore, the numbers are going to go up because there's less Border Patrol agents that are actually saving, the migrants. You know, and a lot of people need to understand, you know, the job of the Border Patrol is to secure our country. But in that work, in that mission, they actually are saving a lot of migrants that get lost and have to face 100-plus degree weather, like in South Texas or other places. And they actually save a lot of people, not only from the heat, but sometimes when they try to cross the river and are drowning.
So what is the answer? I mean, it sounds like you're saying more, you know, Border Patrol agents need to be back on the front line, so to speak, instead of dealing with processing and other things. What's the answer to that? Because the White House still says the border's closed.
Well, you know, my position, I don't think the border is closed. You know, my position is I see large numbers of people coming in. Saying one thing is one thing. Actually doing something is very different. The numbers have gone very, very high, that is, of migrants coming across. Deaths are up because there's less Border Patrol out there in the field. And when you only have 30% of your Border Patrol agents actually doing their mission, that tells you there's something wrong. And that's why in the appropriations I've added more money to hire more Border Patrol, but more importantly, to put in what we call the border processing coordinators. It's something I started a couple of years ago, which are support staff so they can be and do the migrant processing center, taking care of the migrants, and Border Patrol agents and OFO, which are the men and women in blue, can go out there and do their mission, which is protect our country.
What about the issue of migrants being released in communities around the country to await asylum hearings? Because critics of the
wrong.
You think it's wrong.
Oh, yeah, it's wrong. I mean, I don't believe in catch and release. It's wrong. Our communities don't like it. Our communities, believe in legal migration. My father was born in Guerrero, Tamaulipas. He became a legal resident and a legal naturalized citizen. And people in South Texas, Hispanic, Democrats, we believe in that. So we don't like people just coming in, jumping the line, being released in our streets. We want to see secure border. We want to be compassionate in how we treat people with respect and dignity. But we do not want to see open borders. And having people coming in and have catch and release is wrong.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Have you expressed your concerns directly to the president or the White House about that? Do you think they need to be more transparent about what they're doing?
I have done that more than once to the White House. They've taken my input, but it looks like we have a disagreement in that position.
What about the issue of migrant children? Because the American Hebrew Academy in Greensboro, North Carolina, recently announced plans to house immigrant children as a transitional space for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Would you want to see more programs like that, you know, helping to house children?
Well, I certainly want to find a way that we treat kids very, very, very carefully. I mean, because I don't care whose kids they are. You know, we got to treat those kids. I've seen those kids. I've gone there to the border processing centers. I've gone to the Border Patrol centers. And it just breaks your heart when you see unaccompanied kids that have come over here. Those kids, a number of them, have been assaulted on the way up here, and you're talking about young girls and young boys. So anything we can do to help the young kids, I will support.
A recent study shows immigrants make up 78% of U.S. farm workers, and nearly a third of those immigrants are estimated to be undocumented. So some people argue because we depend so much on those workers in agriculture, we should expand their pathway to citizenship. Are there discussions in Congress about that?
Well, we've looked at H-2B, H-2A visas. We've done that in appropriations. In fact, both Democrats and Republicans, we've done this in a bipartisan way. Those temporary workers that can come in. I want to see people that are, most of those people want to come in, work, and then go back to their country and send the money and support their families. And that's the way it was in the old days under the Bracero program, during World War II and afterwards, where a lot of those folks want to come in, work, and then go back and then come back and work. A good guest worker plan should be one that would offer Americans jobs first. And if the Americans don't want to do that job, and as a migrant worker, my father was a migrant worker, and I can tell you it is a very, very, very difficult job being out there in the hot sun, very difficult conditions. And people need to understand that if Americans don't want to do that, then we need to have a guest worker plan that's efficient, it's effective, and works.
New Congresswoman Myra Flores just recently flipped the Texas 2nd District red, running on the issue of immigration. Do you think Democrats are losing faith on the issue of immigration and border security in your home state? And if so, what's the path for your party in Texas?
I will say that seat will turn Democratic in November by Vicente Gonzalez. It's a different district when it goes in. There were several reasons why she won, but without going to great detail, I would say that seat will turn Democratic in November. But I would say that we need to make sure that we understand that in South Texas, you got to understand the border and you got to make sure you have the right message to win.
Just a couple more questions for you. So Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who's a Republican, has announced more steps that the state plans to take to try to beef up border security, including more state inspections of trucks along the southern border. Do you support his efforts in general, or do you think he's going too far?
Well, look, I always welcome. I used to be a state legislator. I know Governor Abbott. I support the state working with the federal government to provide better security, whether it's DPS or it's the Guard, which is paid by the federal government. I support all that. But in that specific issue about stopping trucks, that would be wrong, because the only thing the DPS can do when it comes to those truck inspections is to check for brakes, you know, mechanical inspections. They don't open up the trailers. They don't stop drugs. They don't stop the they can't go in and see if they have drugs or migrants. I mean, to be truthful, because I used to do the budget for DPS, all they can do is do inspectional brakes and windshield wipers and license plates and stuff like that. So that part I disagree with the governor. I hope he doesn't do that, because it was a delay on international trade. You know, every minute there's more than $1 million of business between the U.S. and Mexico. So that tells you how important trade is. But the rest, I certainly welcome the state to work with the federal government so we can secure our border.
What do you think needs to be done to make the border more secure? You've said you disagree with the White House that it's closed, the border's closed. So what should they be doing? Would you support a return to any of the Trump policies?
Well, I don't know what a particular you're talking about Trump policy, but I will tell you that, you know, Republicans talk about pull factors. Democrats talk about push factors. I think any solution should cover addressing both the pull and the push factors on it. The major thing is you got to have consequences. If you don't deport people that are not supposed to be here and visualize that, Jay Johnson did under Obama. And as you know, Obama deported more people than President Trump did, and certainly more than what Biden is doing. If you don't show consequences, then people are going to just see the border as a speed bump.
One other thing, I know nationally a lot of other issues are, you know, have a lot of attention right now, not the least of which is inflation, which remains high. But do you wish on some level that that President Biden would come out and acknowledge there is a problem at the southern border, and instead of calling the border closed, do you think that would help Democrats?
Well, I think what would help Democrats is to make sure we have policies there. Let Homeland do what they need to do, that is follow the law, and that is use Title 8 to return people. Right now we still have Title 42, so let's use Title 42 to return people. The bottom line is making sure Border Patrol, the rest of the Homeland, have the right personnel, the right equipment, the right technology, and not only play defense on the 1 yard line, you got to play defense on the 20 yard line, which means that we got to get Mexico, Guatemala, and other countries to do more to stop people before they come to the 1 yard line called the U.S. Mexico border.
Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar, thank you very much for your time.
Anytime. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.